Actually, it's the house opposite theirs I'm curious about, the vacant house on the other side of the alley from their backyard, I said. I think somebody named Miyawaki used to live there. Now it's all boarded up.
Oh, Miyawaki. Sure, I knew him, said my uncle. He used to own a few restaurants. Had one on the Ginza, too. I met him professionally a few times. His places were nothing much, to tell you the truth, but he had good locations. I thought he was doing all right. He was a nice guy, but kind of a spoiled rich kid type. He'd never had to work hard, or he just never got the hang of it or something, but he never quite grew up. Somebody got him going on the stock market, took him for everything he had, house, land, businesses, everything, and the timing couldn't have been worse. He was trying to open a new place, had his house and land up as collateral. Bang! The whole thing. Had a couple of daughters, I think, college age.
The house has been empty ever since, I suppose.
No kidding! I bet the title's a mess and his assets have been frozen or something. You'd better not touch that place, no matter what kind of bargain they're offering you.
Who, me? I laughed. I could never afford a place like that. But what do you mean?
I looked into that house when I bought mine. There's something wrong with it.
You mean like ghosts?
Maybe not ghosts, but I've never heard anything good about the place, my uncle said. Some fairly well-known army guy lived there till the end of the war. Colonel somebody or other, a real super-elite officer. The troops under his command in North China won all kinds of decorations, but they did some terrible things there. Executing 500 POWs, forcing tens of thousands of farmers to work for them until half of them dropped dead, stuff like that. These are the stories that were going around, so I don't know how much is true. He was called home just before the end of the war, so he was here for the surrender, and he could see from what was going on that he was likely to be tried as a war criminal. The guys who had gone crazy in China, the generals, the field officers, were being dragged away by the MPs. Well, he had no intention of being put on trial. He was not going to be made a spectacle of and hanged into the bargain. He preferred to take his own life rather than let that happen. So one day, when he saw a GI stop a jeep in front of his house, he blew his brains out on the spot. He would have preferred to slit his stomach open the old-fashioned samurai way, but there was no time for that. His wife hanged herself in the kitchen to accompany her husband in death.
Wow.
Anyhow, it turned out the GI was just an ordinary GI looking for his girlfriend. He was lost. He wanted to ask directions. You know how tough it is to find your way around that place. Deciding it's your time to die, that can't be easy for anybody.
No, it can't be.
The house was vacant for a while after that, until an actress bought it, a movie actress. You wouldn't know her name. She was around long before your time, and she was never very famous. She lived there, say, 10 years or so, just she and her maid. She was single. A few years after she moved in, she contracted some eye disease. Everything looked cloudy to her, even close up. But she was an actress, after all. She couldn't work with glasses on, and contact lenses were a new thing back then. They weren't very good, and almost nobody used them. So before the crew shot a scene, she would always go over the layout and memorize how many steps she had to take from A to B. She managed one way or another. They were pretty simple films, those old short shikyu domestic dramas. Everything was more relaxed in those days. Then one day, after she had checked over the set and gone back to her dressing room, a young cameraman who didn't know what was going on moved the props and things just a little bit.
Uh-oh.
She missed her footing, fell over, and couldn't walk after that. And her vision started getting even worse. She was practically blind. It was a shame she was still young and pretty. Of course, her movie-making days were over. All she could do was stay at home. And then the maid took all her money and ran off with some guy. This maid was the one person she knew she could trust, depended on her for everything, and the woman took her savings, her stocks, everything. Boy, talk about terrible stories. So what do you think she did?
Well, obviously the story can't have a bright, happy ending.
No, obviously.
said my uncle.